When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special audio-only edition of Messy & Co. I am Ashley, here as always with my incredible co-host, Gian, and we are back after a little bit of an international break, a little bit of, getting some stuff done before we get into this crazy end-of-season playoff run for Inter Miami. But Gian, how are you? Happy Monday. How are we feeling?
Happy Monday to you too. I'm feeling great, excited. Every Monday's a good Monday for me. I get to play a little soccer, so that's always exciting. So always look forward to those days. And yeah, it's been a while. We've been waiting for a really important game, so that's going to be fun to talk about that. And then even though there hasn't been any Inter Miami action, obviously Messi has had some action with the Argentina team. So that'll be fun to talk about as well. And man, it's quite an exciting time. We've gone through a very long season. A lot of stuff happened to this team. And wow, it's paying off. You know, a lot of great things coming up.
So crazy. Such a long season. Like, I just had these flashbacks to February when we were talking about the Asia tour and how, you know, and Middle East tour and how many things were going wrong then, and we're like, oh no, like, what is this team gonna do? And look, we've gone through a lot of ups and downs. We've gone through injuries, we've gone through good spells, bad spells, but when it's all said and done, we're, you know, on Saturday we've already clinched the supporter shield, we clinched home field advantage, we're number one in the East, and if we win against, you know, bottom ranked New England, we will have beaten the points record for MLS and just, you know, had an absolute banger of a season when it's all, you know, before the playoffs even, breaking all these records, winning all these trophies. And so it just goes to show, seasons are long, ups and downs are there. But, you know, we're about to enter a really, really exciting time and everyone's favorite, you know, every sports fan's favorite word, which is playoffs.
Quite a time to be alive. Quite a time to be an Inter Miami fan. I mean, like you said, just the ups and downs, the injuries that we've had to go through, the different players that have stepped up over the season, the revelations, players that have by far exceeded some of our expectations, players that we didn't know were that good have really stepped into places where this team really needed them. So I think that this team has grown a lot over this season. And yeah, like we haven't obviously hit on all the marks that we wanted to, but we've gotten some, put ourselves in a great place to, I think, still call this a successful season, and by far a very successful season, right? You're talking about, you've got the supporter shield. That's huge for Inter Miami. Then you
automatically in the Club World Cup.
Exactly, in 2025. So that's going to be really exciting. Well, we're fingers crossed, because the Club World Cup, they haven't really announced it, but there's definitely been rumblings that it's going to be the winner of the 2024 Supporter Shield, because, as again, the U.S. is the host country, they get to choose that. So there have been rumblings it's going to be Inter Miami. I'm like 99% sure. So I'm hoping it turns out to be that way.
I'm going to assume.
Yeah, no. And then as far as, you know, how many times in your lifetime does a team that you follow, the team that you're a fan of, your home team, have the chance to break the points record? I mean, it doesn't come too often, right? So that's really exciting. We're going to have that opportunity to see that at home. I'm going to be there. And I've actually opted to not be in the press box this time, and I'm actually going to be with La Familia in the stands, rooting for the team. And that's going to be quite exciting. And I will say this, I can't say, give too much information, but there is quite a surprise in the stands if you go to the game. So I can't say much, but you are going to be happy. There's something very special for you if you go to that game and if you watch it. So I'm quite excited for that. And I'm taking my wife. I'm taking Anna. She's going to be there for her birthday. First time that she's ever experienced the game with the supporters. So that'll be fun. It'll be rowdy. They get crazy over there. I got quite a bunch of good friends over there. So that's always great. But yeah, man, I'm very excited for this Saturday game. And man, this team is really poised to make it very far in the playoffs. They've basically set themselves up for this, right? They've got players that not only in the starting 11, but quite a deep bench. They're the healthiest, I think, right, that they've been all season, Ash? I mean,
I think so. I mean, look, knock on wood, but yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think we're seeing everyone get hot at the right time. And yeah, it's going to be a hell of an atmosphere on Saturday. I'm so insanely jealous because, of course, this is the one game I can't go to because I had prior commitments. But yeah, regardless if they win or lose, they're getting awarded the supporter shield in front of all the fans, which is going to be amazing. But like I said, we're playing against a New England team who is bottom of the East, had, you know, a bad season, is probably just looking to finish it off on their end, you know, easy, injury free, just kind of make it to the off season as an organization. And so Inter Miami, you know, have all of the reason to win this match and win it pretty handily. And so, yeah, if they do breaking the points record, it's going to be an unreal atmosphere, and the fans deserve it because, you know, like we said, it's an up and down season. Obviously, tickets are expensive. It's not always easy to go to these games and the traffic and all these things. And you know, with Messi and his injuries, with Suarez and everything, you never know who you're going to get. So I'm sure fans have felt up and down as it comes to, you know, the experience. But Saturday is going to be all good vibes. It's going to be a celebration and just the start of what's going to hopefully be a historic playoff run and another trophy. But think about it like this. Before we go, because we're going to talk a little bit about Messi and Argentina and the international break. Before we do that, just to like give context of Messi's greatness and just like what a transformation this team has made. Like, look, yes, he's been out for a lot of matches this season. But think about this. He joined the team last July. Inter Miami were last in the league. Worst points, injuries, no good squad, coaching, all of these things. Like a million reasons to not be excited as an Inter Miami fan. Since then, right, in 15 months, he's won two trophies with Inter Miami. We obviously won the Leagues Cup last year. And now we've already won the Supporter Shield, potentially, you know, have the chance to win the MLS Cup, potentially have the chance, obviously, to be in the Champions Cup next year, MLS Club Cup next year. And it's, you know, there's no way to say that it's not all, you know, not heavily because of Messi and what he's done, how he's brought just championship winning mentality to the players, the coaching, the availability. You know, he can't play every single minute, but what he brings to the club has been amazing. And I mean, just like what a turnaround. It's so fun to see. And it's so fast how it's happening.
Yeah, and it's the reason why he's in the MVP talks, you know, despite there being obviously varying opinions as to whether he deserves it or not. I think that regardless, there is an argument for him to win it, and he's done it in such a few amount of games. Well, yeah. I mean, he's played about 50% of the games, and he's just in that 50%, he's had quite a big impact on this team. The way that they play, the confidence they play with, the players that are on the actual team. And look, you know, we may have, I think, at times – there may have been fans that criticized his unavailability to be on the field at all times, but I think that when it counts the most, he is healthy and ready to go into the playoffs. And I think that that was always a goal for Inter Miami, right? It was always to remain competitive throughout the season, to make sure that they do obviously make it to the playoffs, that they do secure home field advantage as much as possible, and then to go into the playoffs healthy. So I think that when you look at it really in the totality of it all, you've been very successful in just getting to this very moment in time in the best form that you've ever been in the best condition and fitness level that you've had this team at, and all around just a great thing. And I think that any team in the league would want to be in the position that Inter Miami is, basically going into the playoffs with a healthy Messi with the best player in the league, your confidence can't, I mean, you have to have the highest confidence. Like this team, to me, there's nothing that would amount to success if it's not leaving with the trophy at the end of these playoffs. They know they're that good and the expectations are that high for this team.
Totally. Yeah. And I mean, it's, you know, what him, Suarez, Busquets and Alba, and obviously those other three players only came to this team because of Messi. Just think about the championship mentality and the effort they put in every day, right? On the training field, during the games, just having the sportsmanship, the mind, all those things, you know, the players and the team have transformed, and it's amazing to see. And we'll be excited. Look, we're going to have obviously this game Saturday, and then we'll know who our playoff opponent is at the end of this weekend for the first round that we're playing at home next Friday. But before we finish off with a little bit more Inter Miami talk and what we think that playoff picture may look like, let's talk a little bit about what's happening right now, which is the international break and in South America, World Cup qualifiers, right? So obviously Messi is with Argentina. They started the training at Inter Miami last week, and then they made their way to Venezuela for one of two games. And, well, it was interesting, you know, it never a dull moment when it comes to Lionel Messi, because this game for Argentina, it was on a pitch that was not in good condition, and there was a lot of rain in Venezuela, and you saw with basically a pitch that was, I mean, honestly, almost in like a foot of water at all times. I mean, just really difficult. They ended with a 1-1 draw. Obviously, Argentina would have wanted the win, but luckily no major injuries, especially to Messi. But yeah, just it was, you know, nail biting, just because you're like, oh my God, no one slip and slide and, you know, tear an ACL or whatever. But it was tough conditions and just, you know, another day in Comebol.
That's what it is. I mean, they do say that South American qualifiers are basically some of the hardest soccer that you're going to play, just because of, you know, I think the physicality that those games in South America have. But then you go and throw something in like the weather and the fact that field, I mean, the drainage system on that field was awful, probably one of the worst. Crazy. I've seen in a long time. And even Messi basically slammed the pitch conditions after the games, talking about how you just couldn't play. It was almost impossible to play there at times, where players would pass the ball and a ball that should have gotten to the teammate just stopped halfway, like randomly. It was like it defied physics. It was just weird. And I think that, you know, when you go to these games, yeah, you like to have games that are, you know, like fought, hard fought and difficult, but at the same time, you want to see some good soccer on the pitch. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case here. And I feel like Argentina are leaving that game thinking that they could have won it in better pitch conditions. But at the end of the day, a game where, you know, Messi comes out uninjured and comes out healthy and has one more game coming up with Argentina before he heads back to play with Inter Miami, I think is an overall success for everybody. At the end of the day, Argentina also, you know, while they do want to win the game, they just continue to get points. They go and they play in Venezuela. One of the things that we talk about in South American qualifiers is, you know, anytime that you go outside and you play away from home field, if you come back with a point, it's a win. So you always want to do that, especially in a hostile environment in Venezuela. This is a Venezuelan team that has little by little continued to become a better team. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think it was a good result for Argentina. Venezuela right now is in seventh. Argentina continues to do well with Messi. They've got 6 wins, 1 draw, 2 losses. So they continue to stay in that first place in the Conmebol standings. And now it's going to be interesting because Argentina is going to play against Bolivia. And Bolivia, I think it's an interesting storyline because I think everybody's happy, at least the Argentinian fans, that Argentina does not have to play in Bolivia's home field stadium.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Because that is like, man, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about that. That's a stadium that's 14,000 feet above sea level. Colombia just went into Bolivia and they looked like they were like they needed to run with oxygen tanks. I mean, Bolivia beat Colombia,
right?
With Bolivia being down 10 men since the first half, and they still lost 1-0. And I think that Argentina is looking at them and saying, thank God we're playing in Argentina, not playing in Bolivia. And that's the last thing I would want for Messi as well, is to have to go to Bolivia and go into a very difficult place to play. He's going to be playing at home. So that'll be good for him and good for Inter Miami, especially when you've got right after that, he's a few days later, he's got a home game here in Miami. So.
Yeah, agreed. It was, obviously knock on wood, you can never predict, but happy that it'll be a game in Argentina, you know, full of the Argentine fans. And what a time for Argentina too. I mean, obviously we've talked about it. We talked about Copa America final. We've talked about the World Cup and all these things, but they went a lot of years with a lot of heartbreak. And, you know, we know firsthand just how great of a player and a person Messi is. And I think it's, you know, it's great to see that they're successful in that. In his twilight of his career, he gets to enjoy these moments for his country that he's worked so hard for. And I sometimes, you know, you sometimes see debates of like players, young players, stars. You're seeing it with Kylian Mbappe too, how he didn't go to France because he wanted to stay, you know, quote unquote injury free for Real Madrid. But, you know, there's something I think so wholesome and just like, you know, it shows it comes from your heart when it's like your country matters to you, representing your people, representing where you came from. And no matter where he's been in his career and, you know, how difficult of a stretch for his club, his country, no matter the, you know, whatever the circumstances are, he always is there showing up, always for, you know, representing his people. So yeah, it's great to see. And I hope tomorrow's just like a nice game. I hope they get the win. I hope he, you know, doesn't have to play the whole game, or if he does, he does nice and easy and it's all, you know, sunshine and rainbows. And then he gets on that flight and gets ready to finish off the season on Saturday.
Yeah, agreed. And that's, I think, going to be interesting as we lead into Saturday. Is Messi going to play? I think that that'll be a very interesting thing to see. And as we've learned with this team and as we've learned with Messi, I think that many times that's very difficult to predict. You kind of have to pay attention to the practices, pay attention to see if he's on the field. Is he doing more of like in the gym stuff where you don't really see him out on the field for the 15 minutes that media is out there? Those are kind of a very telling. And not only that, but when they typically will ask Tata Martino or the coaching staff about his availability, if they say that they are waiting till the last minute to determine that, a lot of times that ends up being a no,
right,
from what we've seen. So if there's any, you know, I don't know, they also say it's a little bit of a competitive edge also to not let the other team know if Messi's playing. But when you're playing against a New England team that's, you know, at the bottom of basically the leaderboards, a team that has basically, you know, not played well at all, I don't think there's any competitive advantage needed there. But we'll have to see.
Isn't it so poetic that it's against them, the team who previously held the record, that it could be broken against? Kind of crazy when you think about it.
It is. It's always these like intertwined storylines within football. It's always nice to kind of see those things in these types of matches. You know, Inter Miami, I mean, is just... Look, they have to really think about it. Like, do they want to risk Messi on the pitch going into the playoffs? I don't know how much they want to risk it. Do they want to give him a few minutes? I just know that Messi, if he's healthy, he's going to want to be on the field, especially with an opportunity to make history. So that'll be something we'll have to watch out for. But, you know, I mean, it's going to it's going to be really, really fun out there. And I think that Inter Miami is a deep enough team that – regardless of who plays, I think that they've got a really good shot against this New England team.
Agreed. I think, you know, tomorrow will be telling how the game goes, how he goes, how he play, you know, all those kind of factors. But yeah, and I also, you know, it may be one of the situations where him and Suarez and all them come in at the last 30 minutes. I mean, you never know. It'll be interesting to see. But to your point, it shouldn't change whether Inter Miami can win this game and break the record. But outside of just this game on Saturday and outside of this international window, like we alluded to earlier, the playoffs are going to be starting next Friday at home for Inter Miami. And we don't know who we're going to play yet. It's going to be dependent on how decision day goes and that initial wild card. But what it looks like based on records and how games have been looking and how teams have been looking, it most likely, and again, don't quote us on this, it could change, but it most likely will be against either DC United or CF Montreal. And both opponents who we have obviously played, we beat DC United, I believe, in both matches, but CF Montreal, we split 1-1 in that initial game early in the season at home when we lost. We didn't have Messi, but we did have Suarez, and we did... it was like a 3-goal game that they scored. It was a back and forth game. Montreal, who is a team made up of a lot of ex Inter Miami players that we've talked about, but you know, obviously, right now leading the charge, Joseph Martinez, and then with DC United, obviously, you know, one of the most prolific scorers in MLS, Christian Benteke, who was just at Crystal Palace 2 years ago and is still a really, really good striker, footballer, etc. Both will present challenges, but both, I think, opponents that we should be able to beat. And we'll see how it shakes out. You know, we'll be doing an episode next week previewing the game once we know who it is. But you know, I think we should be able to, no matter that opponent, beat them soundly and keep moving forward.
Yeah, to me, I'm not really looking at that and saying I want one or the other. I think that this team is strong enough to beat both of those teams. To me, they just basically have to focus on the defense. You know, they've got the offense locked up. There's really no concern there. It's just making sure to not play down to your opponent. I think Inter Miami at times can do that. If they're going to see that these are two teams at the bottom of the table. So whichever one they play against, they just got to make sure that they, from the very beginning, that whistle, just make sure that they focus on the game, make sure that they have their defensive lines in order, that the midfield plays well. And look, if they do that, I think if they have home field advantage, they're going to win. here at Chase Stadium. They probably will win it within the first two games. Just stay concentrated. And I think for me is, look, you're going to have tougher opponents, right, as the playoffs go on and on. Use this to make sure you perfect your craft, to make sure that everybody is gelling, that you know, when Messi comes back. We've heard Tata Martino say in one of the questions that we asked him, you know, that sometimes it's tough when your players go away for international duty. Many times they come back and it's not like you have 4 weeks or 3 or 4 weeks to prepare and to bring them back onto the pitch and practice with them. Many times they get injected right back into the team and the team has to play after playing 2 or 3 weeks without them. They have to go and play like they never left. And I think that that's going to be important when Messi comes back, is that they continue to find that continuity, that they continue to gel. I think that Messi, when he came back originally from that injury that he had from Copa America, I think that he did look out of sorts at times. The team kind of struggled a little bit to play with him, but as the games continue to compound and they played more and more, that they looked more comfortable together. Messi got more into rhythm. And I think that now Messi leaves playing in good rhythm, goes to play with Argentina. And now when he comes back, I think it'll be a much different story than when he came back from not playing with, you know, with anybody for a long time because of the injury. So I think this team will look really good with Messi. And that's kind of what I want to see. I just want to see this team. It's not to say I don't want to disrespect any of those teams. It's not like it's a practice, but rather just take these games against Montreal or DC United as take them seriously, but also figure things out so that you're ready for the tougher opponents. But that's kind of how I see these two games going.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, it's not a disrespect thing. And any given day, any given team can beat another. You know, that's why we love especially international tournaments, because you never know. But we should, to your point, handle it and keep building on it. I think it will be interesting from a defensive standpoint. You know, obviously, Davin Martinez has been working his way back to full fitness. It has been fully back with the team now. So will he? I don't think he's going to start. Or I mean, I don't think he's going to start this Saturday. But you never know. Maybe he'll get minutes. Will that? You know, will we see him and Tomas Aviles as the center back pairing next Friday in the playoff? If Martinez seems like he can do it, maybe I would say, you know, it's probably the best, you know, center back pairing we have. Not to say that Noah Allen, who we've talked about, has had a really amazing stretch and has just played his heart out. So, you know, it's about Tomas Aviles. Can he stay disciplined and not, you know, get himself into harm's way in any of these playoff games? And will the left center back be, you know, available, best, and et cetera. So we'll see. Also, we, you know, in the U22s, we saw Diego Gomez, number one under 22 prospect in MLS, had a really beautiful moment with his family from Paraguay, zooming in. And so, yeah, vibes are high right now. We have a couple players in international duty, a couple players back from injury, you know, win the supporters shield after two just absolute. And like, you know, obviously Inter Miami, they made it difficult for themselves in terms of being available for this points record and for winning the Supporters Shield, having to do it midweek against Columbus. But with the last minute winner against Toronto last weekend, they made it difficult, but they did it. And so, but like we said, those were two great games to win and really put the team in a good trajectory, and we'll wait and see. We're excited. Like we said, it'll be a really exciting few weeks. We'll have much more episodes coming. We just want to kind of do a little quick, you know, touch base, talk about some of the news, talk about Argentina and Messi, talk about getting ready for the playoffs, the record, all those things that we're really excited for. But yeah, all good vibes. Messi and co ready for playoffs, ready to see how this season ends, right?
Yeah. I mean, man, we have really waited for a long time here, so that's definitely exciting.
I know, it feels like 20 lifetimes this season.
Yeah, it's so many storylines, so many different things, so many episodes, all leading to this moment. So that's going to be really exciting. I think just the level of excitement is crazy. I want to see that record broken. That's going to be fun. I want to see what the lineup is going to look like for the playoff, especially how many players we have available that are such so good and such top level. So that's also exciting to see what happens there. To see how Tata Martino does in the playoffs as well is going to be, I mean, with this team, I think the strategies, the tactics, all that stuff is going to be fun. And then just look, man, I think that the fans really deserve this. They have stuck. The fans that have been here from the beginning, the fans that have gone to all these games, the fans that they don't care, you know, who's on the pitch, they show up. I think it's all for them, and I'm just really excited to be a part of it, to be a part of it with you as well. And we've had, I think, a blast. So, yeah, from here, it's obviously we'll keep doing episodes, but it's all what we've been waiting for, and it's just fun and excitement from here on out. So what a great time.
Agreed. Let's do it. Thank you guys so much for listening. Like we said, a lot more coming up, a lot more episodes, a lot more excitement, and just what a time to be a fan of Inter Miami and fan of the clutchest player of all time, Lionel Messi. Hopefully a lot more magic moments to come. But thank you, as always, for listening to this episode of Messi & Co. Make sure you share it. Comment, let us know maybe what was your favorite moment. What do you think the lineup's going to look like? What are you most excited about? So much happening. We always want to hear from you. Follow us on Twitter /X at Messi & Co. YouTube, 5 Reasons Sports, notification bell. Turn that on. Like, comment, thumbs up all of our videos and our episodes. Make sure you share this on podcasting platforms. Listen, and we'll see you next week, hopefully as the record breakers, Supporter Shield winners, and ready for a really cool playoff run. So have a great week, everyone. Thank you, and vamos, Inter Miami.
¿Qué tal, mi gente? Te saluda Emanuel González de Mark Wahlberg Auto Group. Somos la agencia más grande de Chevrolet y GMC de todo Columbus, donde encuentras los carros y camionetas nuevos, 0 millas al mejor precio. También contamos con más de 800 carros usados de todas las marcas en inventario. Te podemos aprobar con número ETIN y aceptamos identificación o pasaporte de tu país. En Mark Wahlberg te esperamos con los brazos abiertos. Visítanos hoy mismo, 3900 West Broad Street, al oeste de la ciudad, a un lado del casino. Te atendemos completamente en español. Márcanos ya, 833-699-0792.